New Jersey native Regina Bell burst onto the R&B scene with the hits Make It Like It Was and Baby Come to Me.
Silver moon shining on my bed, beside my pillow, light the pathway to bring that name to me.
Now, more than two decades later, she has released her very first gospel album, Love Forever Shines. I recently sat down with Regina to talk about the new direction of her latest musical venture.
You know, I'm told that this new CD of yours is a lifetime in the making gospel project. What inspired it?
Just a number of different experiences. It's something I've always wanted to do. And first and foremost, God, He's just been such a keeper and such a covering. From place to place, country to country, all the different places I've traveled, He's always brought me safely back home. And this was my way of just saying thank you. And I know that it was His goodness that has gotten me this far. And, you know, through this record, I'm able to kind of touch on some different things in my journey.
Well, let me pursue that with you a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it was your faith that pushed you to this music? Or was it the music that pushed you toward your faith?
Absolutely, my music that pushed me towards faith. I didn't come out of the box having faith. No.
Really?
No. I learned as I went along. And then when things got hard and I actually had to have faith, the way the Lord showed me how to trust Him and believe Him is I had to go back and look back and think about all the things that I came through. I mean, I shouldn't have made it this far. You know, all the people who said I couldn't sing kind of stood in my way to keep me from doing exactly what it is that I do. And then for the fact that, you know, I had a really bad temper growing up, you know.
Did you?
Yeah, so.
How'd you get over that?
Music.
Or have you gotten
music.
Over that?
I absolutely have. It's music. Music definitely calms the savage beast because it gave me an opportunity to focus on something that I absolutely loved. And I knew that that opportunity would be taken away if I got into, you know, I was smart. I had a bad temper, but I was still smart.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing was is that, you know, my mom didn't play. You know, she was the overseer as it pertained to academics. So you didn't do well in school. Music is the first thing to go.
I got you.
You know, I wanted to make sure I could do
that
on music.
That you could do that. You know, you talk about writing on the CD and that you wrote a number of the songs. One of them I want to talk to you specifically about.
Okay.
It's called Almost Slipped.
All right.
And
he almost slipped.
Yeah.
Almost slipped.
Uh-huh.
I took my eyes off of God.
Yes, I did.
I almost lost my way.
To the love, yeah. Listen,
truly the Lord has been good to me.
Here it is. I'm doing the best that I can do. I'm, you know, trying to serve God. I'm contributing to the household by being on the road and doing what I have to do. I'm trying to raise my kids, not to be knuckleheads, and, you know, trying to be supportive of my husband and all the different things. And I was looking around at, you know, different people that I knew didn't even have a regard for God, you know, just didn't care. It was all about them. And it seemed like they were the ones who never had problems. You know, I had to deal with a foreclosure. I had, you know, my husband and I, because we have been able to be in different situations financially, we've been in position to help different people. We put some people through college. We've helped people with their mortgages, just, you know, people who just needed a hand. But then when it came time for us to need help with what we were going through, you know, there was nobody because, you know, we were always the ones to help. And I looked around and I started feeling sorry for myself. And I was like, these people don't even care anything about you, God. And here I am. I'm trying to be the good, you know, Samaritan, trying to do what's right. And then I went into the sanctuary and he says, you know, I put something in you that money can't buy. And so I was able to live my life on that. I was able to stake my claim on that and hold my head up, even despite the situations that I was going through. Mm-hmm. And not only did I go through it, but I went through it and came out on top.
Well, let's talk about success, because you had great success, particularly with this song. Whole New World, which you did a duet with Peabo Bryson for the Disney movie Aladdin. I suppose it really was a whole new world of success for you, wasn't it?
It absolutely was. I mean, I can't even explain to you what that song has done for me. And it's not just the financial success, but it's also just the fans coming and telling you that this song was played at my wedding. And you realize you become the very fabric of people's lives.
And you won a Grammy for it, too.
Yeah, a couple.
Not too bad,
huh? Not too bad at all.
A couple of more things before we let you get out of here. One of them is this. It's about the CD itself. Here's a note that I wrote about the title track, mm-hmm. Love Forever Shines. It mm-hmm. sounds like the old Regina Bell, but it's contemporary. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote for track number 2, Can't Nobody with the choir, that this is more traditional sounding gospel. Mm-hmm. Which gospel sound are you most drawn to?
The very last song is really more of where I like to go because that's comfortable. That's home for me.
And your word says you're everywhere, but I can't feel your arms, and this pain's way too much to bear. Yes, it is. But then you said to me, you said, look in the mirror again. There inside of you, here is where I've always been.
You are married to a former NBA player who is now a pastor at the New Shield of Faith Ministries in Atlanta.
That's right, John Battle,
y'all. John
Battle. That's my baby.
Here's my question. Is it hard for your children to be preacher's kids in today's environment, do you think?
Yeah, because, you know, they get from me all the time, you know, you're the pastor's children, so you have to lead by example. So they can't slip up. So that becomes difficult for them because that walk is not just in the church. Although my son, I swear he doesn't hear me. but, you know, I love him dearly. He's my only son, and it's probably difficult being in a house full of women anyway. But I think it is difficult for them, but it's not a task that they can't perform, and they've successfully done it this far. So, you know, I'm proud of them.
Maybe that'll be the title of your next CD, God is Working in So Many Ways.
Ah, how see, you're trying to help us.
Regina Bell, thank you so much for
thank
coming in.
Thank you, Tony, for having me. It's been great.
Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Regina Bell. Her new gospel album, Love Forever Shines, was released last month.